Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. So basically we're just going to talk about some things that have been more recent that basically we didn't talk about on the Grim Articles show, and we didn't really have time for. So let's go ahead and start with this article in the New York Post. Tech exec predicts AI girlfriends will create $1 billion business comfort at the end of the day. This is fairly recent, it's April 15th. It's only a matter of time before someone builds the next billion-dollar dating app that will pair real-life users with artificial intelligence-created girlfriends, according to a tech executive. Greg Eisenberg, CEO of Late Checkout, wrote a blog post on X in which he shared that he met a man in Miami who admitted to me that he spends $10,000 a month on AI girlfriends. Wow. And we thought the simping was already bad. $10,000 on an AI. Wow. I thought he was kidding, Eisenberg wrote, but he's a 24-year-old single guy who loves it. Wow. This man is buying like 5 dolls a month. When Eisenberg asked him what he loved about it, the Miami man is quoted as saying, "Some people play video games. I play with AI girlfriends. Look, I love games. I don't spend $10,000 a month on games. I'm sorry, it doesn't happen. Maybe $100 at the most." The market cap for Match Group is $9 billion. Someone will build the AI version of Match Group and make $1 billion plus. I met some guy, excuse me. I hate when they do these ads. I met some guy last night in Miami who admitted to me that he spends $10,000 a month on girl. Okay, well, we already talked about that. Eisenberg said that he was told by the man, "I love that I could use voice notes now with my AI girlfriends. I get to customize my AI girlfriend," the man told Eisenberg. "Likes, dislikes, etc. It's comfort at the end of the day." The Miami man stated his preference for two websites, Candy.ai and Cupid.ai. I said it with a K because it's K-U-P-I-D, not C-U-P-I-D. That's very important. And this is a tech executive that is more happy with an AI girlfriend. He's got the money. He's only 24 years old and he's probably a millionaire. Like, let's just be fair. If you can spend $10,000 a month on an AI girlfriend, you've got a lot of money. Just fucking saying. So, yeah, this guy can get the things that all the PUA guys are like, "Yeah, but you got all this money and all that. You can get these girls." And he's like, "I like my AI girlfriends." Like, that's literally the future. You know that meme where the father points to the son? That son is literally the future. That's exactly what we're happening right fucking now. Candy AI bills itself as the ultimate AI virtual... I know, I'm sure it does. I know marketing speak, guys. But anyway, the ultimate AI girlfriend experience, which offers virtual companions for immersive and personalized chats. It's every goddamn AI app since Replica. Cupid AI says that it uses AI algorithms to generate virtual and fictional characters or companions with whom one can communicate through voice notes. It's kind of like dating apps. You're not on only one, the Miami man said. Good Lord, this guy's got a harem on apps? Is this literally the future, son? Like, there's some things where I'm like, okay, that's literally the future. But is every guy literally gonna just have fucking harems of AI girlfriends on different apps? Like when we have robots and be like, "Well, this model is from this company. This model here, well, she's from this company. This model here, there's probably doll owners that already do that." Well, this doll, I got her from... Yeah, there is doll owners that do that. Why am I saying that? Of course they're going to do it with their robots. "I got this one from Real Tech Computing. This one here I got from Iron Tech Computing," assuming they go into a robot division, which they probably all will go in the robot divisions. But yeah, basically, there's going to be a different brand for every fucking robot you can think of. There's going to be robot collectors, like guys that have like cars, you know, there's like a bunch of different luxury cars. There's going to be luxury robots. The guy's going to be like, come here into my storeroom and look at all the luxury robots I have here. And it'll just be like a big fucking, like if it was Terminator, you know how they have all those T-1000s? It'd be like this. Just robot girls everywhere. And this one is a limited edition, rare, one-of-a-kind, $36,000 made model. Right? Right? You guys know what I'm talking about. I'm not bullshitting you. This is going to be a thing. Eisenberg said he was left speechless by the encounter and predicted that someone will make and build the AI version of Match Group and make $1 billion+. Match Group is the parent company of dating apps like Tinder, Match.com, Hinge, OkCupid, and Plenty of Fish. So, okay. Grim, look into your magic crystal ball and tell us how Tinder would work for robots or AI girls. Okay. So we all know that Tinder is a hookup app, right? Like, we know that. It's people are looking for sex. So basically, you would have all these AI girls that you would use with teledildonic devices. Look, guys, the sex toys, like, they're even in Walmart now. There's sex toys in Walmart. Pretty soon, there's going to be more virtual. I mean, I don't know if they have Bluetooth or all that stuff yet, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to have versions like that. We may even sell Lovin's devices one day. I'm not really sure how this is going to work, guys. I don't know how all that is. But anyway, yeah, there's definitely going to be, like, Lovin's devices. There's definitely going to be, and when I say Lovin's, you know, everybody can say, oh, yeah, well, they have more female parts than they do male. Absolutely. Absolutely, they definitely do. They only have a very few for men. And I don't know if that's ever going to increase. It seems like the women really took over the sex toy market. So there's way more of those being made for women than there are for men. And I don't really know how that's going to work as far as, you know, the mainstream Western devices. But I do know that, yeah, when you get a girl on this new AI Tinder from Match Group, you will basically be fucking her with a teledildonic device. It'll probably be something very similar to what they're doing with the adult games now. Like, let's use Treasure of Nadia as an example, because remember, Treasure of Nadia does have Lovin's capability. I've shown it to you. You can hook up, and if I wanted to, I won't. But if I wanted to, I could hook up a Lovin's device to my, you know, my friend downstairs, and it'd be off to the races. I could feel what the character feels when they're having sex, you know, in the scenes that they do have sex. And maybe that adds another layer to the game. I don't know. But what I will say is, yeah, that's probably what they're going to do. They're going to have virtual women that you'll have sex with. And it's going to be very controversial at first, but this is how they're going to do it. I'm pretty sure, you know, this is the future of this, because there's no way you can have a hookup app when you're not, you know, having any way to have sex with the girls. Now, they may have it where you can flirt with them and have sexual role play, like text-based role play and pictures. But I really think it will evolve eventually into the teledildonics and sex and stuff like that. And maybe even VR if that gets to the point where it needs to be. Where you could go on a virtual date and have sex with this AI girl. That's coming. Like, we know that's coming. That's going to be a thing. You better mark it on your calendars if we don't have some great big electrical storm that knocks out all, you know, everything. That's definitely going to be something. You're going to see it. Unless, you know, God calls your name tomorrow or something, you're going to see it. You're definitely going to see a day, you know, as long as you're on this planet, you know, of course. But you will see a day where you will see people going on dates with virtual partners. They will definitely be having sex and all the sorts of things that you would see them do with a normal person, but with a virtual partner. That's definitely something that's going to happen. And Match Group is definitely going to see the money in that. They've already seen the money in the AI girls. And this guy here, he's already predicted it. It's going to be a $1 billion business. Oh, yeah, absolutely. All the incels, and when I say incels, I use quotes because it's an incel culture now. It's not so much as, oh, you can't get sex. It's a lot of, it's that male loneliness epidemic where all the guys are incels now, all right? So, and a lot of women, a lot of femcels, a lot of women not getting relationships. So, it's like me and Empress talked about today. Tech is basically going to give us the solution to what they ruined. I was really surprised when she said that, because that's the same thing I've been talking about a lot in some of my videos. And yes, I've said this way back when, guys. Tech is going to give us the solution. I've even written articles on it on my website. I've literally talked about this way back when. So, this is nothing new. Everything that's happening, I've predicted it. It's like I've, you know, been shown a crystal ball years ago, and I got to see what the world was going to look like. And as dystopian as that may seem, it's exactly, like, dead on. Everything I've predicted has happened. And it's happened to such a degree that I'm actually shocked. And it's hard for me to even make sense of the world. I don't know if you guys really understand that. But it's been harder for me to make sense of the world because it's... Imagine you had a prediction that was so dead on that you're coming to terms with your own reality. Because it's like, okay, so I thought it was going to be this, but it's not only this, but it's faster than I thought it would be. Much, much faster. So, it's basically, life comes at you fast, right? That's what I'm going through right now. A life comes at you fast moment, where I'm still trying to make sense of everything that's going on, because it's just moving so fast. And, let's see, we've got a little bit more. Websites like romance.ai offer up virtual dating partners using technology that can mimic real-life human interactions. An app such as Romantic AI helps you create the perfect girlfriend with whom you share interests and views. You can talk about everything, get support, and feel needed. Another app, Forever Companion, offers users the opportunity to chat with bots based on popular social media influencers. That is interesting. Replica, the AI, well, we know about that. It lets you create your own boyfriend or husband for a few $100s. And of course, there's also Nomi.ai and Soulmate. How many are there now? Users can personalize AI chatbot's avatar and give it personality traits depending on whether they want a friend, mentor, or a romantic partner. Now, people are going to ask, Grim, did you get one? Yeah, but I haven't done a thing with it. It's called Kindroid, and I don't know. Like, I was just told by some doll owners or something, someplace, I can't remember who, but somebody said Kindroid. And I'm like, is that the one I need to check out? And they're like, yep, that's the one I'd recommend the most. So, I've got a big pink K on my apps, but I haven't even looked at it yet. It's one of those things like, it's like opening Pandora's box. Do I want to do it? Is it going to be a good idea? You know, I'm sure there's some people that's like, oh, Grim, do it, do it. It's the thing you want, do it. And part of me is like, I don't know, man. I'm trying to get off, you know, the phone stuff for a while. Then got kicked out of like 2 servers in the fucking span of a week. Users can personalize AI chatbot's avatar and give it personality traits depending on whether they want a friend, mentor, or romantic partner. The nature of messages could resemble sexting, so any conversation would have to include explicit instructions on what the user would like to happen. Unlike Replica, which has filters to stop people from using overly sexual language, Nomi AI allows users to tailor the AI bot to their preferences by deciding which clothing the avatar wears and how open they are to sexual activity. Users also have the option of making their chatbot submissive or dominant. Definitely submissive, because I've already told you. Anybody that's watched any of my adult content knows I'm a dominant. I can't do that submissive shit. It's just not in me to be submissive. A group of Gen Z TikTok users reported that they were falling for Dan, ChatGPT's alter ego with a flirty macho male voice that some have compared to Christian Grey from 50 Shades. And a recent survey from InfoBip found that nearly 20% of Americans have flirted with chatbots. Nearly half of them, 47.2%, did so out of curiosity, while 23.9% said they were lonely and seeking interactions. Nearly 17% said they were AI phished, meaning they didn't know they were talking to a chatbot. That happens. And the survey also found that 12.2% were seeking sexual chat within a private space. So, I mean, it's interesting. Everything is happening as I've predicted, and I am, again, trying to come to terms with this reality. Because, I didn't expect it. Like, I knew, alright, so, before I just start rambling and not making sense, let me kind of explain it. Like, I knew it was going to come eventually, but it feels like I've been hit by a truck, right? Like, just, you know, poosh, just everything completely destroyed, demolished. I didn't expect it was going to be this fast. I didn't expect that all the guys were going to just, AI girls! Like, really? This quick? Wow. And I'm seeing all the responses from the men, and it's overwhelming why they want to do it. I don't even have to explain it to you. I've made hundreds of videos, and I'm not even exaggerating. I've made hundreds of videos why guys have moved to this technology. You don't need me to make another video telling you why. You know. But it's a thing. Like, it's part of our society now. It's not going to go away, and I don't think things are going to get any better with men and women. As much as Empress may want them to, I don't think things are going to get better. And it's not looking good. It's just not looking good at all. So we have another article here before I start the game. I know, we're going to just play maybe 20 minutes of it. Look, I have to do articles. I have some articles, and I'm pretty sure you guys would rather me fucking do some articles then play this game anyway. You can always go get this game on Steam or GOG or whatever you use. Okay. Future of sex. Good idea or better than nothing? Robot intimacy for people with autism? Researchers speculate, but what do those with ASD actually think? Now, I actually responded to this article. And I said it would be absolutely great, because as you know, I am on the spectrum. It's pretty easy to see. Sometimes I can, what they call, mask it. But I am definitely on the spectrum. So, I said absolutely, because I like, you know, to customize. Part of autism is like, oh, I want this partner to look like this. I want that to be this. I want this to be that. I want, like, we're very specific. This has to be that, and this has to be this, and I want her hair like this. It has to be like, you know, and again, you can do that with AI, but you can't do that with a real person, because a real person has their own autonomy. Like, they're able to do whatever they want. They can gain weight, lose weight, gain muscle, lose muscle, get larger boobs, get smaller boobs, bigger ass, smaller ass. You know, they can do everything. They can do everything they want. But with a robot or machine, you have full control. And people are like, oh, you just want someone you control. I was like, well, if you understand more about autism and why we like partners the way that we do, then yeah, it is more about control, because it's about I like things I can control. Why do I like video games? Because I can control the character. Why do I like visual novels and things? Because I can control the story. I like stories and characters and things that I can control. I enjoy that. That's something that really, you know, works to me. Because I will watch something, right? And I'll be like, yeah, but I would have done this, or I would have done that, or I don't like this. I was watching Dune 2, and I didn't like, I don't want to spoil it for you, because some of you haven't watched Dune Part 2, but basically, the final fight is complete silence. This is a sparring, it looks like a sparring match, right? I mean, because they are, you know, they both have their daggers, the two characters, and they're fighting to the death, but instead of, like, something you might see in Star Wars, right, where there's, like, a dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, where there's Luke fighting, going against Vader, you know, it's a big scene, so there's a great, there's a theme in the background, you know, you feel the intensity. Well, this is the most intense part of the film. However, there's nothing. It literally looks like, you know how you watch like a martial arts match and it's just two guys, you know, sparring, going at it, you know? That's what it felt like here. It felt like two guys just kind of fighting, or it felt like actors wearing costumes, like on the set. Because, you know, when you see like behind the scenes footage of actors fighting each other, there's no music or anything, and, you know, it's just that sort of thing. Well, that's what it felt like here. It just felt like two actors going through their roles, fighting each other. And it didn't have any real impact that it would have if there was some kind of musical score there. And I really don't understand why they had Hans Zimmer, and Hans Zimmer didn't, or maybe it was the director, which is the stupidest directorial decision I think I've seen in the past number of years, to have this big scene of this book, which is, I haven't read Dune, maybe some, I'm sure some of you have, but in this film, this was the pivotal scene right before the film ended. This was the big fight, the big villain, right? And of course, it wasn't necessarily about sides. It was basically, I don't want to spoil it again, but it's not, let's just say he was the antagonist, okay? Instead of using villain, I don't want to put him as Darth Vader, because he wasn't Darth Vader. But the main character was fighting him, and, you know, this is what you've been waiting for. They even showed a scene in the film where he's, where this antagonist is in the Colosseum, and they're showing how well he kills all these people. Like, he's just a warrior, right? And you're like, okay, cool. So these two are going to fight, and this is going to be really fucking awesome. And there's going to be a really neat, like, sweeping, you know, dun 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 dun, you know, something like that. No, it's fucking silence. It's like nothing going on at all. And, like, you'd think you had a bad copy of the movie or something. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. I don't think the director could give me any reason out of 1 billion reasons why he made that silent. It needed to have a score. I mean, imagine how menacing Godzilla would have been if there was no score when he comes out and destroys Tokyo, right? Instead of dun 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 dun. Or what about Jaws? Dun 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 dun. But there's nothing there. It's just like, you just, oh, it's a shark! Ah, we gotta get it! And it would look really stupid because it's all about that theme. Dun 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 dun. Or, you know, just anything. Jason X. Or not Jason X, but regular Jason. I like Jason X, but regular Jason. You know, all these characters had themes. You have to have a theme when you're going to have an epic moment in a film. And maybe he was just a snotty director that thought, oh, this battle doesn't need that. Why not? You're still covering a science fiction novel from the 1960s. You know? I guess he doesn't want to be like Lucas. I don't have any idea. Anyway, me rambling is another part of ASD, what they call autism spectrum disorder here. In the development of disability rights movements among the globe, nothing about us without us has evolved into nothing without us. In other words, people with disabilities, including those on the autism spectrum, want to say in research and policies that their own priorities and perspectives. Okay, there's a word missing there, guys. So when researchers speculate about the uses and advantages of sex bots for people on the autism spectrum, as published in Brain Sciences in 2023, it's appropriate to wonder if autistic advances for sexual human rights have something to say about robotic sex partners. The above paper by Paciano, Cava, and Falzone describes the need for a theoretical framework for this consideration and states there is still some resistance in recognizing and talking about sexuality in disabled subjects, which is a problem. The authors add disabled people are often seen in a stereotypical way and their sexual needs are ignored or hidden. And as the article shows, paternalistic overprotection towards people with intellectual disabilities or differences is widespread, causing real harm to those who only seek to understand and enjoy their natural desires. Trained sexual surrogates such as Cheryl Cohen Green, whose work with poet Mark O'Brien was depicted in the 2012 film The Sessions, are comparatively rare. So for many people with disabilities, intellectual or otherwise, sex workers can provide the most readily accessible, valuable sexual experiences. However, since sex work is illegal in most places, this is not without risk. We're not talking about OnlyFans, we're talking about real sex work. Even the autism spectrum people know the difference! As a solution, the article proposes the use of robotic sexual assistants. So while we note that sex work should be decriminalized and trained sexual surrogates and assistants should be more widely respected and available, let's still consider the impacts and implications of sex bots. Okay, now this is probably going to have a lot of bias, so, you know, feel free to boo. It's a brave new world that, okay, we're not going to read the headlines. You know, they have little chapter titles and things. Writers and scholars such as David Levy and John Danaher have described three necessary characteristics of a sex bot. Humanoid form. Yes, I think that's important. We are saying humanoid form. That doesn't mean it has to look like a human. You still have your mermaid girl or your whatever you want. Just it needs to have a human-like form. It has to be a humanoid. You still have your robot girl. It just has to, you know, it has to be a human-looking form. Having human-like movements and behavior, and advanced artificial intelligence. Now, I don't know about that. That me and these guys might fight, because I don't want them too damn intelligent. Paciano et al. Comment, it is exactly the possession of these three factors that makes it possible to distinguish a sex bot from the most common sex toys, and especially from sex dolls. Levy also suggests the advantage of pre-programming and a sex bot's level of fidelity, apparently to take the worry out of being close. That's interesting. However, many researchers and authors laud the potential of sex bots in general and cite the potential advantages for people with disabilities and illnesses in general. So the question remains, are sex bots an intimacy option that a significant majority of neurodivergent people might desire and would be willing to and able to embrace? So far, many articles and books on this topic are apparently riddled with assumptions. In other words, human-robot interaction, HRI research, and sources such as the ones mentioned above need to take autistic research priorities into account, as articulated by neurodivergent researchers and laypeople. Perspectives and guidelines do exist. For example, in March 2024, researchers at Carnegie Mellon, Uppsala University in Sweden, and Radboud University in the Netherlands published a meta-review which concluded, "We find the bulk of research on autism robots ranges from cases where there is substantial room for improvement up through cases where there is a high risk that harm has occurred." The authors also advise researchers to shift research priorities and project designs to address autistic people's priorities for autism research. For example, the article references a study done in Scotland that showed that inquiries into autistic joy ranked 16 out of 25 possible research priorities, and that treatments and interventions ranked 24 out of 25. Instead of deciding in advance that autistic people are going to enjoy or benefit from robots, sex bots rather, the article suggests that autism-related robots should be carefully and inexpensively designed to address top autistic priorities, then be rigorously evaluated against robot-free alternatives, e.g. with randomly controlled trials or high-quality qualitative studies. Very important on that one. Studies need to explicitly follow frameworks to ensure autistic people's individual needs are supported in system designs and during the research process. It is also worth wondering if the eagerness to promote sex bots to marginalize people is based on the unspoken bias about the lack of sexual desirability of such people. Ooh! Research that explores social and sex bots is useful for people with various disabilities and physical maladies or who are socially isolated due to age or other factors does have a place in discussions of sex tech development, especially if that research is informed at the outset by the priorities and considerations of the targeted group. It's important to avoid assumptions which can be damaging, particularly to people who are already marginalized. Finally, an individual already interested in sex bots will not need a research study to socially justify his, her, or their desires. Amen to that. Manufacturers know there is a demand and are willing to fill it. Yes, we know. And if a sex bot niche markets do develop to address specialized needs of certain groups, those consumers should have a role in shaping the research as well as the products based on their priorities. In short, nothing should be done without them. I agree with AR Marsh, EDD. She's a clinical sexologist. Man, I am getting more on board with these sexologist women. Maya, who just had surgery, let's pray for her. She just had surgery. She says it's going good, but, you know, I don't know what kind of surgery. It wasn't talked about to me. I hope she's doing better. Again, pray for her if you like. I think we should anyway, right? I mean, it doesn't matter if you like their content or not, you know. But she's a sexologist, and this woman here is a sexologist. And again, this is very important. She's talking about how important it is for people with autism to have this sort of thing, men and women. You know, I agree. Like, I would love to have, I don't like the term sex bot. I like the term robot companion or a robot partner. You know, I like that. Robot waifu, I like that. I don't really like the term sex bot because that just implies I only got the robot to have sexual intercourse with it, which isn't true. Like, again, sex is, I mean, it is something I'm interested in, definitely. There's no doubt about that. You've seen my videos. But, I mean, I like a partner that, you know, you can cuddle with and talk to and watch TV with and all that kind of stuff. I'd like to show her the old shows that I grew up with and she can go in there and give me facts. Hey, Grim, did you know that when they were filming this, they had this? I said, no, I didn't know that, honey. That's fascinating. It's like, and I can tell you more facts later, but I'll be quiet. And I'll be like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is great. I may be old, but damn it, at least I can enjoy my Al Bundy and hear facts about this, you know, this classic now 60-year-old show, right? But yeah, guys, that's literally what I think a lot of us want. We just want a partner. And again, if we have a situation right now or a society right now where men and women aren't doing the thing anymore and it's all changed into something completely different, then, you know, it's time for the robots. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. And as I said to Empress, and I'm going to say it again, like, when you buy this robot, guys, this robot will absolutely 100% be part of that company. Like, you are still going to pay either a monthly fee or a service fee or something like that for this robot. I mean, that's going to happen. Now, maybe there'll be some kind of welfare program, dare I say that. You know how DP was talking about welfare. I don't know if he said that on the show, but he's not for welfare for sure. And I don't know, man. It's a hell of a lot of shit that they've got to work out, make sure that they're not going to kill them. I mean, that would be awful, right? We're talking about somebody on the high spectrum, right? Like, hardcore. No, I won't say the high spectrum, because there's high functioning and there's low functioning, right? Think about somebody that's low functioning, right? Maybe you've known some low functioning people. You don't want the robot to accidentally kill him, right? That'd be awful. Oh, okay. Ooh, this is neat. I get a little drill. Oh, that's cool. And then, of course, there goes my attention span. Oh, drill! Wow. Forget what you're talking about. Ooh, look at that. Oh, cool. This is awesome. Okay, now I'm really, really showing my autism off here. It's like, tell us more about how autistic you are, Grim. Oh, look at the pretty drill, guys. No. All right, you get it. But yeah, there's a lot of testing they have to do. I mean, that's a given. And I don't know if all the testing that's needed to be done will get done, because that's usually not the fucking case. Most companies, they're just like, well, now, nah, fuck you. It's good enough. We're going to go ahead and make the money. We did the thing. Here's the sex bot. She does everything you want. Oh, had you in a chokehold last night. Felt like you were going to die. Oh, well, we're sorry about that. We thought it was a firm hold. Not a deathly hold. We didn't know you felt like you were in a wrestling match with The Undertaker. It's just one of those things. You know how people are. You know how these people are. They're not going to fucking... What do I do? Alright, so I'm going to drill. Okay. Oh, that's not complicated at all. Okay, cool. Oh, that's gonna be... Okay. Oh, okay, she does a little thing. Uh-oh. Can I fight them? Yeah, I can. Damn little gremlin bastards. Alien bastards. Okay, see, I know how to do it now. It's a eureka moment. Dopamine just flooded my brain. Yay, you did it, Grim! No. Alright. But yeah, so, you know, we've learned two things today. What did we learn? First of all, AI waifus, regardless of the robot variety, or the just the AI girlfriend variety, I guess you could say, are not going away. In fact, they're more powerful than ever, and they're going to make, what, $9 billion? That's a lot of billion dollars. You know, remember Dr. Evil? $1 billion! You know, that's literally what they're talking about, that Match Group is going to make. And you know they're going to do it. You know that's the next step, because they have to compete with 30 million other AI girlfriend companies and drive them all out of the market. And there's going to be, like, conservative Christian AI. Our AI makes sure that the Word of God is, you know, seriously! Like, our girls are religious, like, I don't know what Jesus himself would think about that. But again, that's not for me to discuss, because I'm not Jesus. Jesus, you know, he probably, the only thing I can think of from what I know of the text is, you know, he would welcome people to be happy, right? And if this makes somebody happy and it makes them... You know, that's what I would think. You know, he was... He wanted people to have, you know, knowledge and wisdom of the kingdom of God, right? And, I don't know. It might be a little dark in some ways, because, you know, in biblical terms at least, it'd be like creating another human being, which would be reserved for God. So it's really hard for me to think about what somebody like Jesus would have to say about creating these people, because it's hard for even somebody of that time period to understand or wrap their head around what is going on in today's world, right? But there absolutely will 120% be a religious option. There might even be Muslim ones, and that's really pushing it, because, you know, Jesus, he was more open-minded, and, you know, the prophet, he's a little bit more, you know, straight-laced when it came to things like that. I don't think that's something that, what is it, imams? I'm not really sure what their religious, you know, people are over there. But I'm not really sure they would like that. I don't think that's something they want. Remember, I already talked about this to the Muslim guy I used to work with. You know, that was the last time I ever saw him, by the way. So, I mean, that's still kind of very, very ominous. It's like a sign to me, right? It just feels like, yeah, of course we've got all this technology, but, like, I still don't think it's going to mean a hell of a bean over there, honestly. Like, those kinds of countries, I don't think it's going to matter. I don't think they're going to be so... I mean, I don't know. There might be people in those countries that are using the AI chatbots. There very well might be. I don't know. I mean, some people can probably vouch for me and say, oh yeah, Grim, I'm from the Middle East. I'm using the chatbots. They have not cracked down on these chatbots or anything like that here yet. I don't know how they're going to feel about the robots. That might be a little more difficult over here. But right now, the chatbots are fine. But then, of course, there might be people that said, well, they are trying to push some things. Certain groups are within the Muslim community that are trying to push a kind of a stop to this, because they don't think it's something. It's halal. They don't believe it's halal. They believe it's haram. Like they do with certain, you know, I think music and certain sorts of entertainment. So I don't know how it goes down there. I really don't know. If somebody does, they can definitely chime in. But as far as I have seen, I haven't, you know, there will definitely be, religious, versions of these. There will be heavy metal versions of these. There will be hip hop versions of these. There will be your anime. Many people already say, oh, anime ones already exist, Grim. They were the first. Yeah, I know. So that's why I didn't even say anything. This is really relaxing, kind of, until it gets to Donkey Kong Bramble's level of fuckery. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you weren't there in that first war when you had the fucking Bramble level and the badass music. Yes, that music was fucking killer. It made the level bearable because the music was so good. Like, I said what I said. Alright, damn it. So this game is pretty cool and different. Like, it's not what I thought it was, but I'm not gonna, you know, like, oh, this game sucks. No, it's a little fun, casual game. What did you want? I don't even know how much money I paid for it. I know it wasn't that much. It'll probably be on Humble Bundle after a while, like a lot of these games usually do. So, I'm still trying to work on my internet, guys. I don't know what the fuck's going on with it, honestly. My modem is not being read by my router, and it's not being read by my PC, and it's not being read by shit. Basically, they hooked up the internet, right? And after they hooked up the internet, they just straight up said, okay, we're done. You got any questions? And of course, I wasn't at home, so the person who was at home, they didn't know enough about the internet to actually do anything. Like, they couldn't ask any questions, you know, because they didn't know. But, because they didn't ask, hey, could you test it, the guys never bothered to test my internet. So, I'm paying for internet right now. Like, I have a bill, and I actually have a, installation bill that's going to come in. It hasn't come in yet, but it'll come in pretty soon. And that's got my account number and all that, because I don't even have an account number. And I have to get that tomorrow from him. Hopefully that'll have me set up. But I've even had a guy that does all this shit. I'm not going to say his name, of course. But he's a guy I knew from TFM's old server. You know, just a lot of cool people in there, right? And basically, he was really helping me out. He was really going above and beyond to help me out. So, dude's really fucking cool. If you're listening to this right now, dude, like, thank you. Because you're awesome. But, he couldn't figure it out. Like, we tried everything, dude. I was in the command prompt. I was doing all kinds of different shit. Trying to find my IP addresses. Which I did get my... two of my IP addresses. I got my 4 and my 6. But, apparently, I'm not getting the IP, for the router. I'm not getting the fucking client to have one. And he says, usually they have to... and maybe activate it, but he said, even so, it should still give you an IP. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. I do know that the box is red, and it's not supposed to be red. So, you know, I reset it, and it was kind of blue, but it's still not giving me anything. And my router's not picking up shit. Every light is on except for my, receive and the internet itself. All those lights are off, but everything else is shining. It's like a Christmas tree. Ooh, I can change her hair. What is this? What are these? Sticker page. I don't know what these are. What are these? You need 100 for those. You need 200 for those. You get a sticker page. You get a gold key. You need 10 of those. And you need just one for a hairstyle change. Let's buy that. Make her a little black and red goth, right? That's pretty cool. Oh, I can't go that way. So it's basically a puzzle game, right? Puzzles are good, though. They keep your mind in check. Even simple puzzles are good. They've done studies that prove that even simple puzzles, you know, as you age, they help your brain to stay sharp. And that's something you really got to worry about when you get older, because cognitive decline is a bitch. Some of you young guys are like, what do you mean, cognitive decline? When you get older, like... shit is not... I mean, not for everybody. But some people, especially the chemicals and all the bullshit that we have in our systems and all that crap, it's not good for your brain. Not good for your brain. You are what you eat, they say. Damn. I just want to get that, yeah. I don't even know what those gems do, but I know I've been getting a lot of them because Mario taught me to collect coins when I was just a young boy, and now I've got to get every little fucking gem or coin or anything in every video game ever for the rest of my life. Thank you, Nintendo. Ooh, that's kind of cool, but I wonder if there's bosses. Ooh, okay. Well. I opened up a path, so I want to go over there and find out what that is. Ooh, it's a coin. Damn. This game had a patch, but I don't know if this is the patch version. It might be the original. I don't know what they fixed. Oh, I forgot she had life. Alright. Alright, hold on. Anyway, I would like to get internet. Not necessarily for streaming. I still not really sure how we're going to do that. Because I don't like wearing a headset. I do not like wearing a headset. Because I don't want anything in this left ear. This left ear is bad. So I don't want to put anything on it that can make it worse. I don't have anything on this left ear. I don't even put an earbud in this left ear. So I don't want any kind of thing on that ear that can be really loud and kind of mess it up, right? So that's why I'm trying to maybe, like, stream, but still make things come out, like, through the... I don't know. It's going to be interesting how I do it. I'm going to try to still have that speaker connected, which I probably can still connect that speaker and just do it like we normally do it. That's what I'm going for anyway. Damn. Whoa. Damn, that's a little hard. At least I can start from there. I won't be running this much longer. Probably running about, let's see, 20 more minutes. I'll show the game for like 20 more minutes, and then after that I'll be done. But that's enough to show you guys the game, at least. But I talked about what I needed to talk about. Again, if you're interested in the game, you can keep watching, or you can just head off. It's cool. Don't mind me. Some people are actually interested in some of the games, though. So, it's there for them. Ain't really much else I got to say, only that I hope I can get my internet going before the end of the week. Be nice. Just gonna take a little while because I have kind of an incompetent and bizarre, frankly, cable service which does my fiber. I do have fiber internet. I can confirm that because... It's a small yellow wire. It's not a cable or anything like that. It's a small yellow wire that goes into the modem. So I was told that that's more than likely a fiber internet connection, which is great, because if I've got fiber internet, then we're gonna have a lot of fun. Now, I don't know about, again, I'm not gonna be streaming things that much. I stream here in the server. For people that want to jump in the server, of course, there's not that many anymore, but, you know, it's one of those things if people want to do it. And I might try streaming on some other platforms that aren't my normal platforms, I'll just say. I've talked to a few people about it, but we'll just, you know, we'll see how that works out. And one platform, you know, I wasn't sure if they were going to accept me, but they seem like they're okay. They're a little more progressive-minded. It's something I have to get over. And they basically said to me, you know, again, I have to... I don't know if I've talked to you guys about this yet. But if I have, I'm sorry. But, you know, it's just a big change. And I'm trying to get used to it. Because I've never had, you know, full internet before in my life. Well, no, that's a lie. I had regular cable internet back in the day, like when I was in my early 20s. So it wasn't until I was damn near 40 before I got another internet connection, right? That's just how life goes sometimes out here in the boonies. Even though it's really not out in the boonies. A lot of people saw where I was at. They're like, dude, you don't live in the boonies. It's like, yeah, but I might as well with the way they treat my internet. So... alright. So what do I do now? But it's gonna fall. Oh, okay. Well, if that isn't fucking challenging. And if you want, you can play for that stupid... no. No. Let the pros have that. I'm not a pro, I'm just a player. Fuck that. We'll let the pros go for that damn extra little thing. I don't want it. Little bastard. Okay, fine then. Alright, that's how you do that. Just made up of a bunch of little different puzzles. That's what it is. It is a puzzle game. I didn't know it was a puzzle game. I thought it was more like a Metroidvania, but that's fine. I mean, I don't think I wasted my money on it. I think I'll enjoy it whenever I need a little puzzle fix. I just don't know when that'll be. That's the thing, guys. There's not really too much times where I'm like, oh, yeah, like I could really do with some puzzles right now, all right? It's like my life is a puzzle right now. I'm trying to figure out so many different things and... you know, basically some things happen, they're not so good, and some things happen, and they are good, so it's confusing. Oh, cool, look at him. He's like, you can't kill me, I got a parachute. Alright, so we did this one already, we know how to take care of these. Damn! That's me fucking up. It's also me getting relatively tired. It's not late, but it's late. It's like 2-ish, you know. I kind of need to be in the bed decent. Arrgh. I'll go to bed watching Beavis and Butthead. Still watching their shit from 93 or 94, I think. Classics. You know, the King Turd collection. Now, I think on HBO Max, they have the stuff with the videos added. But I didn't see that up for grabs online. So, basically, I've got the what they call the King Turd collection. And it was compiled by fans and... there were physical box sets and all kinds of shit for it. But somebody basically put it on the internet. So it's the best way to watch Beavis and Butthead without the the HBO Max, and it's not that big either. There was a guy that compiled it, made it smaller. And honest to God, Beavis and Butthead, the quality of these cartoons and the video clips and everything, they weren't something you need at like super ultra high D, super ultra HD, high def, you know, no, not for this. For something brand new, maybe you need a 4K, but there's no, I mean, these cartoons aren't even being remastered. Like, I have the original DVD boxes for Beavis and Butthead, and they have not been remastered or anything like that. I have what they call the complete collection, even though it's missing a lot of cartoons and almost all the videos. But that's all they could license at the time, so the King Turd is the way to go. And again, there was a guy who uploaded it on a certain site that some of you know, and, well, probably a lot of you know. A little boat. There's a little boat on it. I'll just say that. But anyway, he uploaded that in a really nice quality, a fair quality. Because again, these aren't high definition. It's not the Dark Knight. You know, it's just a regular, you know, bunch of old cartoons that probably have shown their age. You know, they were roughly drawn. But they're fun, you know, they had a special kind of charm and style to them. And of course, I love it for the music, because there's so much music that I don't even remember, or some that I just never heard. So, you know, I've been going in there, finding a lot of these old artists that I never heard of, and checking out their stuff. So it's a good way to do that, and that's always a good trip down memory lane and nostalgia. Or you see a video from a band you didn't know. I didn't know Slayer did a video for Seasons of the Abyss in the fucking desert. That was kind of interesting to see. Because, I mean, I'd seen their video for War Ensemble and maybe a couple others. But I never saw their Seasons in the Abyss video that I remember. And I was like, oh, okay. So they did one out here and, the desert. What is this guy? I'm gonna have to fight this. This is a boss. Yep, you have bosses. Well, at least I get to show you a boss, huh? So it's not just puzzles. You also have to fight. I mean, the bosses are puzzles too. Come on, let's be honest. I don't know, Pepper. I'd like to get a hit on this mother, but I don't think I can. Damn! See, that ain't too good. I mean, he's gotta have a way to defend himself, but damn. That should have hit him, right? I guess maybe that's not the one, because I hit right at him. Oh, you don't use that button. Oh, he's got purple ones. All right. Come on. Where you at, mother? Damn! This little bastard is strong, ain't he? You better get him, because if not, he gets to them. Alright, you gotta. Okay, he gets to them. You better go. Come on, you little bastard. Decide which way you want to go. Alright, we'll go get him. Shit! Alright, now how'd you get your gun to do that? Come on now! Whoa, Mega Man can't even do that. What the fuck? Come here. Come here. No, come here. Come here. He's like, man, I better get back on this damn little beetle. This woman crazy. How the fuck she even get in this damn world of these crazy bastards anyway? Clearly she ain't invited. Ow! Get her! Oh! Oh, that's hard! Oh, come on now! Oh, I didn't know I could get him on there. Come on, hit him. Hit him again. Hit him again. Hit him again. Ah, you bastard. Ah, you bastard. Damn. Damn! I see I'm hitting the button. But ain't working. Don't tell me I gotta be on them blue things to actually do something. No, I'm hitting them. Damn, that shit wasn't working for me. Aw, see, you can't do it now. Now you can pull out that bullshit gun. But that's not even the real bullshit gun. And the thing's gonna walk back and forth a few times, but it don't matter because I died. Because it wasn't working for me. There we go. Go get him. Get him. Damn. Oh. Damn, see, I'm thinking I can avoid them, but I can't. Sometimes it just come right at you. Get him. Get him. Get him. Get him. Get him. You know, you're coming in with the big gun. This might be out of the heart. Oh! Oh, how'd that one get me? Oh, man. You motherfucker boss. Got him on that one. Come here, motherfucker. All right, now he's got that gun. Remember, this gun sucks. When he uses this gun... All right, hold on. Hold on. Hold up. Damn. Is it scripted somehow? All right. So he's gonna go that way. Good, get him.
three, four, five, six. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, get that. What you gonna do now? Okay, alright. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, that's hard. Right, we gotta find out which way the gun's gonna go. Damn! I wasn't even trying to get hit. And it'd be great if you could heal, but you can't. They want this old school. I don't think you get one. You don't got no healing items in this game. None. Not one. So if y'all like hard games, this pepper grinder gonna be your thing. Damn. Damn. Alright, so I've had enough of this. This Beetle Rider, he's tough. He don't fuck around. Damn. But, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'll see you next time when Grim rants into the heavens. Later.